Savior, for his kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty for all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for all you've done for us. I pray now that we might get something out of the devotions. We give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you can be seated. All righty. It's good to have everybody back today and another week. So today we're going to be looking at an angel by the name of Gabriel, keeping with our little-known Bible characters. We're going to be doing Gabriel today, and I want to look at who he was, what he is, and what his purpose was. And who was he? Who was Gabriel? Okay, he was an archangel. All right, we're going to take a look at that a little bit and see what an archangel is and things like that today. And an angel, though, in general, is what's known as a messenger, is a messenger. They take and bring back messages from God. And we need to understand that they are a messenger and that they take and they bring back messages from God. You know, we do know that they do have a lot of power, which God has given them. And let me ask you something about an angel. Do angels die? No, they don't. Angels do not die. They are immortal, and they just live on and on. Now, many believe that there are three archangels, and God created three archangels. One was Lucifer. The other one was Gabriel, and the other one was Michael. And these three archangels, many believe that they were created by God to head the government of the angelic beings. Now, I want to take a look at just one of the angels this morning, and that's Gabriel. And we're going to see what exactly he did and why he did it and the whys and wherefores. But, you know, he had in his preparation, Gabriel represents the angels in their might, in conflict with good and evil. When you see the Michael mentioned in the Bible, he's either fighting or he's protecting Israel. Now, Michael, being one of the archangels, he is either fighting or he is a protector. Now, Gabriel, on the other hand, Gabriel is in ministering comfort and sympathy. And that's what he does and helps man in his dark time. In Daniel chapter 8 and verses 16 to 19, it says, "And I heard a man's voice between the brook of Urah, and which called and said, Gabriel, make this man understand the wisdom. So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, Understand, O man, understand, O son of man, for at the time, at the end, shall be a vision. Now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep, and my face towards the ground, but he touched me with and set me upright. And he said, Behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation, for the time appointed the end shall be. Now, Daniel had dreamed a dream, and what he dreamed was he was dreaming a dream of a goat and a ram. Now, if you were in church yesterday, Yesterday morning, I talked about Daniel and how he was a man greatly beloved by God. And then last night, we talked about Daniel's vision in and of the four beasts that he had a vision on. Now, this is another vision that Daniel had. And Gabriel came, and Daniel had dreamed about a goat and a ram, and he did not know what the interpretation was. But Gabriel was sent to show him what the interpretation of this dream was going to be. Now, we know that the interpretation was Daniel's 70 weeks of years, and we're in now the 70th week of the year. Now, but here we see that no one had ever heard anything which Daniel was told ever before. And here he was being told by a messenger. And where did this messenger get his information from? He got his information from God, because he was a messenger from God. Now, in Daniel chapter 9, verses 21 and 23, it says, "Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision in the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening obligation. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplication and commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore understand the matter and consider the vision." Here we see that Daniel was being called on by Gabriel, and he said, "I'm going to take and give you the interpretation of this vision that you just had." Now, Gabriel appears to Daniel in the form of a man. It said, even the man Gabriel. You know, it's not for sure if all angels appear as men or if they are spirit form. We have no idea. We won't know till we see him in heaven. But there is never anywhere in the Bible that it says an angel is feminine or female. They're always talked about being masculine or man. Now, Gabriel appears to Zechariah in Luke chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. It says, "And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God and am sent to speak unto thee and show thee those glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in this season." Now, Gabriel brought a message to Zechariah. Zechariah was a priest. Zechariah was in the temple, and he brought this message to Zechariah. He said, "Your wife, Elizabeth, is going to have a baby." And Zechariah couldn't believe it. Why was it Zechariah couldn't believe that Elizabeth was going to have a baby? She was old. She was probably in her 70s. She said she was between 60 and 70 years old when this proclamation came. Now, here we see that she was old, and they didn't believe that she could have a baby at that age. After all, how many people do you know have children after they're 60 years old? I don't know very many. In fact, I don't know of any, but personally. But here we see that Gabriel came and told him that he was going to, wouldn't be able to speak until the baby was born. And that's exactly what happened. He could not speak. He left the temple that day, and he had to write on a piece of paper everything that he wanted to talk to people about, because he couldn't speak. Now, but let's take a look at Gabriel's position for just a minute. He is one of the that stands in the presence of God. You know, it says, "I, Gabriel, that stood in the presence of God. You know, I did not know, you know, how many angels there are that stand in God's presence. But I do know that Gabriel is one of them. Now, just think of the honor that that has to be able to stand in the presence of God himself, in an all-holy, all-knowing God. And here we see Gabriel standing in the presence of God. You know, we have a glimpse of the throne room of God in Revelation chapter 4. And in there's 24 chairs. There's 24 elders in there. There's four beasts in there. There's lightning. There's thunder. There's a rainbow in there. There's a throne. And there's one that sits on the throne. And so in Revelation chapter 4, we see the throne room of God. But in Revelation chapter 4, when it talks about the throne room of God, you do not see any angels in there. However, Gabriel said that he is in the presence of God. But we talked earlier about him being one of the three main angels, or three angels that were created by God. And it's believed that in heaven there is a government. And this government is ruled by God. And there are the reason that the angels have certain ranks. It's much like an army. Okay, who is in charge of an army? Huh? The commander-in-chief. And who's that? The president. The president is in charge of the army. Okay, who is underneath the president?
The vice president.
Not in the army. Four-star general. Okay, he's the what's known as the adjutant general. He is the number one person in the military who pretty much runs everything in the military, or knows, supposed to know what's going on. Then from there on, there's other generals underneath him, and so on, all the way down the line to where you get down to where Jacob is, and that's a private. And so there's this hierarchy all the way down through. Well, there's many that believe that heaven is set up the same way, especially the angelic part of heaven. Where are you supposed to be, Robert? And so here we see that there was, that many believe that there is a hierarchy in the angelic beings, and Gabriel is one of the higher ones. And but I do believe that this government is run by God, but yet all angels have a specific purpose that they need to do. Now, he also gives a proclamation. There are only three times which Gabriel is mentioned in the whole Bible. Only three times. That's it. Three. The first time is when he came to Daniel and told him that he was going to reveal the interpretation of the dream to him. The next was to Zacharias, and that was 500 years after he had appeared to Daniel. Now think about that for just a minute. That's 500 years. So how old could Gabriel be? Old. Yeah, real old. And so he could be very, very old. And many believe that he has been since the time started. Now lastly, when he came to Mary, he told Mary that she was going to be the mother of someone who is going to come into the world and save the world from their sins. Now, in all of these proclamations, he did it with authority, and he did it with the power from who he was bringing the message from, and that was from God himself. Now, we need to realize that here we see a messenger from God doing exactly what he was told to do. He was being very obedient to what God wanted him to do. And that's what we need to get out of this whole thing, is that when we are told to do things, whether it's by our parents or whether it be our teacher or whether it be someone in authority over us, we need to obey, and we need to do that. Now, Gabriel, even though he had great power, even though he was great in heaven and everything, he still obeyed what he was told to do. And we need to realize that obedience is the best thing to do. So we need to always obey. Just like Gabriel obeyed, we need to obey also. So, all right, let's have a word of prayer and we'll get started. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for all you've done for us. I pray now that you'll guide and direct in all that we do and say, and we'll give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, now, thanks, Dan. I appreciate it. This morning, I need Robert and Michael and...